And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to a very sunny Southern California San Diego Sport Fishing Landings, and we have a great show for you today. This is going to be an amazing show. We have the spotters, the fish spotters, the guys that put you on the fish. Tom Green, Carl Sabonis, and Adrian are going to be fantastic. And, of course, Adrian's also owner of Sadro Sport Fishing. We'll talk a little bit about that, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to buy and a great time for traditions, like loading up the Ford Explorer and going to Grandma's house, or taking on the day's projects in a versatile Bronco or Bronco Sport. Both have the capability, tech, and durability you need. How about making the big delivery with California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family holiday you're taking? Hurry in before this year comes to a close. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership with a great selection during the Ford's year-end sales event. The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a fun show today is going to be. There's something a little unique twist. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's fun, buddy.
Yeah, it's good. This is going to be amazing. And Tom even came bearing gifts. You can see.
We
haven't jumped into that. Yeah.
He wanted us to lie and say that he didn't get into it beforehand. But, you know, I'm not going to do that for him.
you know what? I'm going to tell you something. The only thing that ever kept me from becoming a great fisherman is that I couldn't lie.
That's the truth. Well, we have an amazing team. First, starting close to me here, Carl Sabonis. Good morning.
Good morning.
From Air Pelikia.
Yes.
All right. And then Tom Green, the legend himself, right
there. It's good to be here.
Yeah. And then Adrian Ojeda. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Pete.
And then, of course, Adrian also is owner of Sadro Sport Fishing, too, which is an exciting part of that, too. But you still fly and do all that. You do it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
And these guys, we want to thank you guys for coming, because I know you came from up north. Tom came all the way from Arizona. Adrian came from Ensenada. So thank you guys for coming all the way in here to talk about fishing. So,
it's always exciting to talk about fishing.
Yeah. So start with Carl. So you have dazzled the minds of Southern California anglers with your posts on Facebook and Instagram, and these amazing shots that you have here. Of you're not only a pilot and spotter, you're a master photographer too. Yeah. So
I take good pictures, but I had to be taught how to do it, and I still don't know how to use a camera like a professional.
Well, you do it pretty well.
I know how to. I've learned where to take the picture of the fish. That took me a long time to learn all that.
Yeah, for sure. So
your calendar would say otherwise.
And so you started everybody, right? You kind of got everybody started here?
Well, I started before everybody here, counting you and Rick.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Carl was spotting, and we got together and partnered up, and then I went to work in Mexico, and when I first worked in Mexico, I couldn't fly the Mexican plane because I didn't have a Mexican pilot's license. So they put Adrian with me because he had a license. He was a kid then. And he flew with me for a week, and he said, Tom, I'd like to do this the rest of my life. And I said, if you're really serious, Adrian, I'll help you. And he's been doing it, and he's phenomenal now. It's amazing. It's really neat to see.
And, Adrian, you mostly fly for the bluefin tuna pen operations?
Yes, that's what I've been doing for almost, more than 20 years.
Wow. Unbelievable. 20 years, yeah. And still doing it strong.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And are you still based on Cedros?
Yep. I mean, it's based on Cedros.
Like, you depart from, like, where the plane departs.
Oh, yeah. No, like, in fact, like, next week I'm going to start, go to Cedros and start flying. I'm going to start getting ready for the season.
Yep. Starts that early.
Uh-huh. Next year, it's from the 1st of January, so I need to start.
Yeah. So he's got to start tracking and make sure he knows exactly where the fish are, so as soon as it opens, the boats are on the spot.
Yeah. And you, the we met you, what year was that you started Cedros Sport Fishing?
2006.
2006.
Yeah.
You invited Rick and I down. Tom set it up, and we flew down there and went fishing with you before the operation was even open.
Oh, yeah, no. We brought you guys down to spread the word. And if you remember, you guys were fishing out of the lobster skiffs.
Right.
There were no great fishing boats. Adrian and I were the very first ones to ever bring in the center consoles and really some nice fishing boats.
Yeah. And then you, Tom, started working for Sport Fishing Association of California. And I believe you too, right, Carl?
Part-time.
Yeah,
part-time. On occasion, if he wasn't available.
Spotting for the San Diego fleet.
Yep, off and on.
So, then you're still active, right?
Yes.
You're still actively. And what are you doing mostly, Carl?
Mainly harpooning swordfish and flying for the San Pedro Fur Seiners.
Okay.
But they're fishing squid all year, so it.
Oh,
unless I find something close by or they're not busy, then otherwise I'm harpooning swordfish.
Yeah. And where does the name Air Pelikia come from?
From the boat Pelikia. I started flying for them in 93.
Wow.
They hired me to fly for them. And since I was their pilot, I had shirts made and stuff at the time back in 93, 94. And I was the pilot, so I put on my shirts, I put Air Pelikia. I was the pilot, so.
Yeah.
And then I started an Instagram when they kind of came out with it, and I think I posted a couple pictures of my daughter and some birds or something, you know, just nothing really, you know. And then that was a long time ago, so it's just kind of stuck with me, and I had it as Air Pelikia on Instagram and left it at that. That's just where it came from, and I flew for the Pelikia for close to 20 years, you know, off and on.
Wow.
And Gary was running the boat, Gary Sanson.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty amazing. But you're still spotting swordfish.
Still doing the swordfish.
Yeah.
I love doing it.
I bet the number of fish you put guys on and the number of fish, it still doesn't matter. I'm sure the second you see one like that, same adrenaline's got to go every time. Like, there he is, you know, I got you, sucker. Like,
I've gone through a lot of phases where it's like, you know, I'm a saner pilot. It's like you can't look. It's a completely different look when you're looking for them. So, you know, like you're looking for saner fish, you know, and you're doing that sort of thing, and you look down, and it's like, I shouldn't be doing that. You know, looking out the other windows, you know, and then you start looking, oh, there's one. I didn't see one, you know. The weather was too nice.
Do you know right off the bat, like when as soon as you get over the water, like, do you know the days where it's like, oh, I'm 100% going to get on fish today?
I would say yes and no.
Okay.
I've talked about this before where I'll be flying along and I'll see the color of the water and things will just look perfect and I'll be going, I'm going to see one, you know, I'll see the current brakes or kelp or something in the area, just like, okay, this is, you know, okay,
this is where they're going to be.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's not always, but it happens a lot. And as far as the saner fish, you know, that you really don't know. You just got to keep looking, time over the water, and eventually it's like they all come up. I've seen it, you know, fished on days when I was in Mexico doing the purse seine thing down there for the pens. And one day I was just flying along, and I'm like, I'm looking down, like there was no fish on the surface ever, or, you know, nothing. And so I'm looking down, and I'm starting to see a lot of bluefin down about 10 feet or whatever, just swimming along. And I'm like, okay, I don't know, I see like 20 fish and then 10 fish. And it's like, okay, now I'm seeing a body of fish, but they're not hitting the surface, you know. I remember this one time, and I was like, okay, they're here. I'm seeing them. You know, yeah. I put it on the radio. I'm seeing fish here. And then within like half an hour,
they floated.
Came right
to the surface.
Watched the float happen.
Yeah. So there's just different ways of seeing stuff as it happens before, or, you know, when you catch it, or you just come into an area. It's just foamers everywhere, you know.
Wow. And are they on temperature breaks, or are they on what conditions are you flying into that you see fish?
Don't give away all your secrets, Carl.
I go out every day thinking I'm not going to see anything. You just have to look and look and look. And as far as, you know, coming to an area and saying there's a break here, there's going to be fish on it. It just, to me, it never really happened that way. People, you know, thrive on the water temperature charts, and, you know, he used to send them to me every day when we'd go fishing. It'd be on my iPad. I wouldn't even. I would like, we're going to find them. If they're here, they're here, you know? I mean, I really, if you're beginning, you know, you got to start somewhere. Sure. But I, for some reason, I've never really dealt with water charts, you know. I mean.
What about you, Tom?
Oh, I live by them. And not necessarily just surface temps, but the deep water breaks. Oh yeah, no, they tell the story for me. Yeah. Everybody's different, but for me, and it has worked very good for me all these years.
And you, Adrian?
I'm learning from him.
So. Yeah, you live from
him. Choice.
Yeah. So you're talking about like the new, more advanced deep water.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You know the 20 fathom, 60 fathom charts.
Yeah. Not that it's necessarily the
surface. Not necessarily the surface, but don't get me wrong. Surface tells the story too. But
yeah.
No, you got to look at the big picture.
It gets you close.
Yeah. You look at the big picture.
So if you're spotting a bluefin, what are you looking for on the surface temperature?
Well, I mean, you're always looking for a good break. And you know, everybody has a temperature that they like.
Favorite.
I say it's all BS. What you got to find is the temperature that the fish likes.
Yeah.
You know, one year it might be 68 degrees. Next year it might be 64 degrees. Next year it might be 72 degrees. But what they like that year. I mean,
it changes.
Yeah,
every year.
It changes all the time. It might change mid-year, but you start finding them at a certain temperature. You better keep an eye on that temperature.
Okay, interesting. That year, the whole year.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe, you know, it might change in the middle of the year. It might be 68 and then go to 70 or 64. I mean, you know, you just have to watch and see what's happening.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, one of my most favorite things about getting to hear the stories of Tom and Adrian and now Carl is you're fishing exactly the same way someone is from the deck of a boat in a completely different set of scenarios. But it's the same thing. It's water temp, or it's presence of bait, or it's presence of kelp, or it's just, you know, and every time you talk to Tom, whether it be casual or on the show, it's like, oh, I'm fishing, I'm doing, you know, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're doing it from the air, not from the deck of the boat.
And the only thing is, hopefully we don't get our feet wet.
Yeah, right.
You guys are standing in water, and hopefully we aren't.
So let's talk about those stories, right? Have you had any close calls, Carl?
In which way? I mean, we've had mechanicals. We've had guys go right over the top of you.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, because everybody's looking down.
Yeah, sure.
And you forget that, you know, you're studying something or whatever, and another guy from another group or whatever – and, you know, just right over the top. I've had them. I thought my tail was gone.
No way.
Oh, yeah, many times. And sword fishing, when we first started, there was like 30 or 40 guys doing it. So, and they were, and then you had 50 swordfish boats driving around. And they were all within a mile of each other.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No way. I had no idea.
So we all had to get together, and they had a big meeting. with all these guys, because guys were dive bombing each other, chasing each other, like, you know, get out of my area, you know. And so what would happen is we finally had a meeting and said, look, you can only fly half the distance to the boat close to you. That keeps it, that keeps you out of his hair and you out of their hair, and it keeps you on top of your boat because you fish near your boat when you fish swordfish. So, and then if a guy found one closer to you or something, if he started circling it, the other guy would turn around and try to harpoon it. But you know, finally guys were more gentlemanlike back then. But you just didn't go close to another guy.
It got pretty wild.
And it was also for the safety factor of not running into another pilot. Yeah. And then the guy on the boat, they had two or three guys, and one guy always kept an eye on his airplane.
No kidding.
Say, hey, you got a guy in front of you over there, you know, at your 10 o'clock roughly, and you'd go, okay, because sword fishing, you're just looking
straight down.
And with the purse seiner deal, you're looking both. You're looking mainly out the front, out the windows, side windows, and so you'll see the airplanes, unless you're flying to school and then you're circling it.
Yeah, I mean, your whole day is based on finding that one thing that's straight down. Of course, that's where your eyeballs are looking most of the time.
Well, for sword fishing, But tuna, you know, you see the boiler and you go to it and you see another airplane. He might see it. And so you're both going to it or whatever. And then but then we used to fly, you know, one on top of the other, you know.
Okay.
When you're doing the purse seine thing, two or three guys all in a.
Really?
But he's got stories of Alaska where it's like a beehive.
No, there's a sockeye fishery, right? Up in Bristol Bay?
No, well, it's Bristol Bay.
Yeah.
Out of Knack Neck. But, there was 450 boats and 70 airplanes.
70 airplanes?
And, you know,
all in the same area.
Yeah, and the salmon
fishery. On the same body of fish.
Yeah, on the salmon fishery. So you're really regulated to a small, tight little area. No, it was a nightmare. It really was.
And were there accidents?
Yeah, there was. I lost one of my best friends. The season was literally over. Almost all the airplanes, there was only maybe 15 of us left. And we were just cleaning up the end of the season. And he and another guy collided.
Wow. Yeah. All that sockeye that we fish at Katmai Lodge on the Lagnac River, that's what he was spotting there.
Yes.
And why, with that much fish concentration, why would you need a plane?
Well, we'll have to go into that later, but there's lines of fish coming. You see that when you'd see a net, we'd call it smoking, you know, and you've got a real stiff current, and the guys were always fishing you. There's a line that you can't fish at. You can't go over the line, and the fishing game was there. And so you got a real strong current because you're always fishing on the flood tides. So when a net would start smoking, as soon as he'd get across that line, you could go set. And if you could drift back across the line before the fishing game got to you, you were legal.
Okay.
So the airplane kept an eye on where the nets were smoking, where the fish were hitting the nets, and where the fishing game was.
Covering a boat.
I had 24 boats up there. That was the biggest group. And never did any of my guys get pinched.
Wow. that's a great story. That's a great story. Now, Carl, you have a new line of hats.
My old hats,
And then T-shirts, right?
No T-shirts.
No T-shirts, okay. But you have this incredible 2026 Eric Pelikia calendar.
Yes.
Spectacular. Like, I mean, spectacular.
I mean, the 13, 14 photos that are in here.
Yeah, there's
14 photos that are in here. That's a great white shark. If you're looking on Facebook and YouTube, and you know that's bluefin and swordfish in there. There's an incredible shot of a sperm whale in there.
God.
Just unbelievable shots. There's the sperm whale right there. If you're looking at Facebook and YouTube, it's probably hard to see, but just amazing shots that you took from the air. How do people obtain this calendar?
Oh, they just contact me on Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
And
your Facebook is Air Pelikia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Facebook is my name.
Is your name Carl Sabonis?
Yeah, I don't know why it went that way, but I also have an Air Pelikia account on Facebook, but I don't even go on it.
Yeah.
But I don't know why it
linked from one to the other.
Interacted with my Instagram, and it used my name, so I don't understand the stuff totally yet.
Yeah, me either.
All I know is I'm allowed to post on Instagram, and you can link it automatically where it goes to Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to see the pictures, then great. do it on your computer at home.
Yes.
You know, you, they're full screen.
Oh, and it'll show you the calendar pictures.
Well, no, I only put this on there.
Okay.
Normally, I would scroll through it like this and do a video and,
yeah,
and show all of them. But this year, I decided just to one picture.
Yeah. But if you want to buy the calendar, just message you.
Yeah, message me or yeah. I have a post on there through Venmo or PayPal or
okay.
Things like that.
Air Pelikia on Instagram and then Carl Savonis on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whenever I need a fishing.
But my name is on Instagram, so they can copy and paste it if they need to look
oh,
for
they
it.
Oh, there you go. Everyone know the spelling.
Whenever I need a fishing fix, I just get on Carl's page and check out the fishing pictures. And
yeah.
I go,
it's like, all right. What a great Christmas gift.
No
doubt.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive calendar. As you can hear, we have a great show. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's going to be 2 hours of talking stories with some great friends who have some amazing time on the water. Going to be a lot of fun. And if you want to join us this morning, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Cook Up this morning. We are standing by at the fan at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the fan this morning. If you want to talk some Let's Talk Hookup and talk some amazing stories with the boys here, or send us a text. The text the show option, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup now, and the only way to text in your questions is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. If you catch some crazy story from Adrian that you got to tell your buddy, you can fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app and hear all the shows in the past. Or if you missed last week's great show with the with Max and Taro and want to hear some more fishing, you can always just tune in on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's the only way to text in your questions today. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your text is all we need in case you win that big prize at the end of the show today. And what a cool prize we have for one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show. And how that's determined is at the end of the show, we've got the prize coin, and we'll flip the coin that designates whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side today. And one lucky winner is going to get a full-day trip to go fishing on board the Mission Bell with Captain Cameron from Point Loma Sport Fishing. An awesome, awesome prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. Again, going to be a great time, lots of fun talking fishing. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts, and a lot of great stories. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Here's exciting news from Baker Marine and Fujinon. For a limited time, get $175 of instant savings on the Fujinon TSX 1440 stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Talk about the perfect gift for anyone that spends time on the water, or the perfect time to finally get your pair. Now is the best time to upgrade your gear to a pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and they service all brands right at their same San Diego Shelter Island location. The Fujinon Technostabi TSX-1440 is the best value in stabilized binoculars, period. They deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. And now, for a limited time, get an instant rebate of $175. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and grab your instant savings now. This offer ends soon, so get your pair from Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Mouth's full of a pretty fantastic cookie. Yeah, so bad. My bad for the chew.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Man, what a great...
Your sister made those?
Sister-in-law.
Thanks, sister-in-law.
Yes. Yeah, very big.
Joanne's
got the touch. Well, we are so excited having such a great show this morning. Again, if you want to join and be a part of the fun, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Or again, feel free to send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. I know the texts have been pouring through. Already got some great phone calls. And I know you said you wanted to start at the top with a great text.
Yeah. Carl spiced the prize up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So one lucky caller, in addition to that amazing trip on the on the Mission Bell of Captain Cameron, Carl's giving away one of these awesome calendars. Yeah. So yeah, you're gonna get your shot. Yeah.
Texter.
Again, and that's decided by the coin flip. And again, I mean, can't say enough good things about it. The tuna shot.
The shots are amazing.
They're crazy. You know, I mean, I'm like the bluefin foamer stuff that you have captured over the years is spectacular.
Yeah.
But everything in there, that sperm whale shot has got to be it. White shot. It's awesome. Yeah. Whoever gets this,
anybody
you are
going has
to be
that on the wall,
so
people
stoked.
Are going to go, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Wow, what's that? Right.
It's tremendous.
So yeah, and again, great gift for the holidays. So, yeah, for sure. You have a great text, you said.
There's a ton to fly from.
Oh, yeah.
The first one was, good morning, guys. I'm so excited. Been waiting for this show. Really excited to hear all the stories. Was wondering if you could tell us what type of planes you guys fly. Does everyone in the fleet fly the same style of plane, or is it unique to the pilot? Great show. Love the photos.
Well, I guess when I first started, I flew a Citabria. It was a tail dragger. I don't know what it was a tandem seat for sword fishing, so you could see out both sides.
Okay.
So that's the prime airplane for that particular fishery. And so when I got into the purseine part of it with these guys, I had to upgrade to a different airplane that stays up longer and flies a little bit faster. So I went to a 172. But it also was a tail dragger, so... Now I have like 20,000 hours in a tail dragger.
Oh my God.
What about Tom?
You, Tom?
Well, I started in a Super Cub, and they're just so slow. It just drove me crazy. It had a belly tank on it, and I could stay up for 10-12 hours in it, but top end was 80 miles an hour. And so I switched, and I end up in a Cessna 175, and then when I started fishing Alaska, I converted it into a tail dragger. And because we fished off the beaches and, you know, in rougher terrain. And then when I started fishing out of Mexico, I ended up buying a Cessna 172 and tanked it out. So it also had 12 hours of fuel and flew my last part of my career in a 172.
And what about you, Adrian?
I play a 172.
A 172.
Yeah, RG.
RG. Yeah. He's flying a Cadillac.
Oh. Okay. All right.
When and, you sorry.
Go ahead.
You had mentioned the tail dragger and you'd converted to a tail dragger. What is that in reference to?
I was
going to
ask that.
Well, normally they have what they call a tripod, you know, a nose wheel. But when you're fishing in rough territory or you want a tail dragger because you want the prop and everything as far away from the ground as you can get it.
Got it.
So the tail, they take the tail off the nose and put it, I mean, they take the wheel off the nose and put it on the tail.
Got it.
How do they change the weight of that? They must have to change
Move the main gear forward
And
just put in a gearbox, you know, forward.
Gotcha. All right.
But most of the planes that were converted were actually built as tail draggers from the factory also. Some of that stuff wasn't like totally custom. Yeah, some of it was, but most of it was, you know, the factory airplanes. Cessna had a 170 and a 180, and that considered them to be tail draggers, 185s. But that landing gear that was on there, they could convert that into your 172 because it was essentially the same fuselage.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And what makes Adrian's plane the Cadillac?
His wheels fold up and he gets to go 140 knots.
Whoa!
Okay. 140 knots. Okay, then.
That's wild.
It's retractable gear, RG. Okay. That's what that RG is.
RG. That's cool. That's great.
Yeah, well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it,
man. They want to talk to him.
Every single phone line is full this morning. And if you want to get your shot, again, it's 833-288-0973. Let's start with John. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask, what is the range of the planes, and what is the oddest thing you guys have ever seen out at sea?
Well, like I said, our range is not necessarily miles, but it's hours. So, and I've got, if I take it easy, I got 12 hours fuel on board, had 12 hours fuel on board. But, wow, some of the strange, probably one of the best ones is the killer whales on a pod of sperm whales. And then I saw some killer whales attack blue whales. And it was one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Really? What about you, Adrian?
when I was with Tom, we saw the big squid.
Oh, yeah.
Giant squid?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding. Yeah,
how big?
Really big.
That's a good answer.
No, I mean, it was the scariest thing I've seen. The last place in the world you'd ever want to have to put it in the water is anywhere around them.
The giant squid.
Oh, yeah, and they were foaming on top. And we're down off Abrejos.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Oh, it was amazing.
What about you, Carl? Lots of sights. Sure.
I was thinking of something, and I already forgot it.
Because you've seen so many, right?
No, he's getting old, that's why.
Yeah, no, listen to his story. But, like, his story, I can sort of emphasize on it. He flew around a bunch of squid, and then we were talking to some of the purse-hanger guys, and they had caught a school skipjack. I think you told me the story or whatever.
Yeah.
And they, you know, sacked up and everything, but the squid were in there, too. And they ate, like, over half the squid, skipjack.
By the time they got sacked up.
They were giant squid?
Oh, yeah.
Say giant, really big, like 20 feet, 10
oh,
feet?
No, nothing like that. But they're, the bodies were probably 6 to 8 foot long.
Oh, wow. My God.
I mean, and that's a big beak.
Yeah.
You know, and then,
Don't fall in.
They're like piranhas.
No. Yeah. Oh, they are. And, they eat it.
They eat each
other.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got in this set on some skipjack, and they got well over half the school. I mean, it was a mess. They almost probably just had to dump it.
Wow.
Killer whales are vicious, right?
Oh.
They attack things?
I'm telling you, if you've seen what I've seen those killer whales do, you wouldn't see near as many as those little Shamu dolls. They're very smart.
Have you seen them
attack
and stuff?
I followed a killer whale one time for about 20 minutes. He was just hauling ass down by the border. Oops, pardon the French. Yes. But I thought, okay, he's going to find something. And I saw a school of porpoise, and he was heading towards it, you know. And I'm like, oh, he's going to get to eat one or something, you know. And he was just hauling. And it got to the porpoise, and the porpoise were just swimming, and he just sort of stopped all of a sudden, just sat there. And I just, like, got my camera, taking pictures.
Yeah, what?
I'm like, I got to go home.
Yeah.
And that was it. That's where the story ended.
Like, yeah, I just, like, okay, I got all my pictures. But,
yeah.
But
every time I took a picture, it was what also made me mad was it was probably blowing about 12, 15 knots. And every time I came around the airplane to get a picture, he would jump at a certain time.
Okay.
And every time he would jump and come out of the water, It was right in the sunglasses. Right. And I'm like, why does he? Why does he wait
you out every
time? Every time. It's like.
And does your plane have similar range as what Tom was talking about, 12 hours?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when he said that. When I flew back east for the giant bluefin in 2002 and 2003. And when I went back there, we used to take off at 7 in the morning and land at 7 at night. And we'd fly 12 hours. Jeez. And the ocean was absolute lake.
Oh, really?
That's the only time we went out looking for them. You know, if I go, why don't you guys go out? It's like only 10 knots. Let's go. They're like, no, we can't. The water's too rough for the fish. You know, you got to take care of them.
Oh, okay.
Because any kind of up and down with the boats, it ruins the fish. They get soft and they get ruined.
So it wasn't that you couldn't see them or they couldn't even hit them.
No.
They just needed to deliver a perfect product.
And that all went to Japan, all that stuff back there, the giant bluefin. There was 5 purse seiners back there on the East Coast that used to be able to do it back then. And they each had a certain quota. It was like 53 tons. And I went back there. They hired me because the 9/11 deal shut them down. And they wanted to catch that quota.
Got it.
That extra quota they didn't catch because they shut everyone down. I went back there for 2 years, and we caught the quota that they were allowed. We never got that extra quota.
Oh, gotcha.
So it kept going year after year. And finally, after I said, well, I'm not going to come back anymore. It's, you know, going to be the same thing or whatever. And they ended up. The whole tuna purse seine thing went south.
They shut it down.
It went, well, I don't know if it shut down. It just, there was not enough fish or something.
Not enough fish to catch them. Yeah.
And on a deal like that, do you get paid based on what they get paid for the fish?
A percentage of the catch, yes.
Yeah, got it. So it's not, you know, they have to be successful for you to get paid.
Right.
Yeah, they got to hit. Got it. All right. Hey, well, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for the Catch Report. Today was sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit also is the greatest place to get snacks and ice before your next trip? With over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, salads, frozen bait, and more. Also, ice, it's nearly half the price of the others with only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices in gas at the San Diego Sports
Arena. And I was at Summit on Thursday. $3.99 a gallon. When have you seen that? Right?
It's been a long time since I've seen a 3 in front of everything.
Yeah. I know, you live in Arizona. It's like $2 cheaper.
I saw that yesterday.
We live in the ripoffs. We live in the People's Republic of Newsom here. Oh, so we don't have that. But I'm telling you, they $3.99 a gallon for gas, and the free ice, they have a $6 car wash that's as good as any car wash that you want.
That's a rad spot.
And then all the snacks and stuff to load up, it's a great spot.
Yeah. So it's a no-doubter. If your boat's on the trailer and you're getting fuel beforehand, you're crazy not to. It's half the price. You get free ice for the day. It's a cool spot. The pull-through is super easy, even with a big boat. The tower is huge, so you can slide there even if you got a if you got a little tower on top of your hard top. They're a good spot, no doubt. Well, hey, with that said, we're gonna find out what's biting. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. We got Marcos on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing great, buddy. Great. Good morning. Talking fishing.
Yeah, we've had some good fishing this week. A little bit different this week. The new C4's running those, like we talked about, the 8 to 2:30 trips. Going deep, and it's been spectacular deep fishing. All the rockfish and deep water fish you could want there. Not necessarily limits every day, but pretty close to limits on a lot of those trips if they didn't get it. The Sea Watch is running there, the new Seaport's trips right this week. They're filling in while new Seaport does some boat work. Next week, they'll be back to running those 7 to 4s. We're going to be running those Tuesdays, Thursdays, and right now, and I believe Saturdays. And the last trip he ran that 3/4 day last Saturday. 34 anglers had 27 bonita, 7 calico bass, 16 sand bass, 136 whitefish. So great fishing on those local 7 to 4 trips. And, you know, we talked about that a bit last time, how fun those trips are. You know, get in a little later or get up a little later, go on a boat a little later. You don't have to get up at the, you know, when it's still dark out. And pretty good fishing there. We're going to be running those 8 o'clock or 8:30 departures during the week on the half days. The weekend, we're still running the 2 trips, 6 and 12:30 departures. San Diego. They went out on a good note last weekend, their last trip there. 17 anglers had 21 yellowtail, 24 bonita, 40 rockfish, 80 whitefish. So good fishing, but now it's time for them to take a little break. They had a long season, great fishing there. And, you know, the Tribute just decided to continue that. And they're on a day and a half right now. and Mike reported in this morning. We didn't get any pictures from him yet, and I'm surprised he hasn't called you guys to, you know, steal my thunder yet. But 41 bluefin on the tribute day and a half this morning, and he said they're still fishing. First weekend of December, and they're catching bluefin still. And definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We got those half days, those three-quarter days. The tribute's running trips. They've got a trip leaving Sunday. They've got a one day leaving Thursday. They've got a day and a half next weekend. So lots of options for you guys there. Check the website. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, and keep that gear tuned up because you thought you were putting your gear away, but not yet. If you want some bluefin, they're still there.
Unbelievable. I mean, I just can't believe that this late in the year to have a hit like that in December. Just good for them. And you've been saying it every week, Marcos. The fishing's been so good, and would the fleet had run out of fishermen far before they ran out of fish, and that's certainly the case, man. Awesome to hear, and with the good local fishing to go along with it, and still great weather on the horizon, man. It's time to go.
Yeah, flat calm. Gotta love it. Go fishing, right, Marcos?
There's a reason everybody wants to come to San Diego for Christmas, and I think it's the bluefin.
There you go.
No doubt.
All right. Thanks,
well,
Marcos.
We had a chance for Thanksgiving, so now a chance for some Christmas bluefin.
You better get on it. Head over to C4 Sport Fishing. Appreciate that, Marcos, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Unbelievable.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Hey, I want to remind you that report sponsored in part by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make that reservation today. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, and a whole lot more with Carl, Adrian, and Tom. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Three kayaks, six surfboards, 10 rods, and one truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and two singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all six of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, three kayaks? I thought a tandem and two singles would only be able to fit four people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the two single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are absolutely packed solid. What a great show this is.
Yeah.
Man, I agree with you, Pete. I wrote big thanks to these three guys for coming down.
Yeah.
This is a lot
making
of fun this morning. Really cool, man, for sure.
Yeah. Let's jump back on the phones while we can.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Robert? He's calling us from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. Got a couple of questions. How high do you fly? And is there a path that it seems like, you know, the fish come up from Mexico every year. Is there a path that they seem to take? And just wanted to throw one more thing out there. We're hooping hard trying to get Christmas dinner, lobsters for Christmas.
There you go.
There it is.
Well, I don't know. You know, things have changed. When I first started flying for the purse seine part of it, we were fishing outside Flamani almost all the time. The dumping grounds, way down to the southwest corner, the boomerang, just all these places, the mushroom. And it was like, for me, coming out of L.A., it was like 160 miles to get there, you know. And it was like, what is, that's where we fished. Yeah. And then the Cortez and the Tanner and everything else. And then all, you know, the last 10 years, everything's been on the beach, you know, from the Butterfly Inn and the Cortez. I mean, they do get there and get stacked out. But, and then probably 7 or 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago, when the water was like 77 degrees out here, right. And they were right here at Clemente and Catalina and Oceanside. I mean, they were in the anchorages at Oceanside.
Yeah.
75 degree water swimming around, you know. It's just,
it's crazy.
Something's totally changed where they've come back into the beach and they're not offshore anymore.
And where do you base out of?
I'm out of L.A.
Where
Compton
you
Airport.
Compton. Compton Airport, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, as far as altitude goes, the weather dictates the altitude. If it's picture perfect weather, I might get up as high as 1,000 feet, but very rarely. But, you know, a lot of times you're 300 feet because you're having to stay underneath the overcast.
Yeah.
So the weather really dictates that.
Yeah.
And as far as the way that every year is different, one year they may come up the 1,000 fathom curve, the next year they may come up the 500 fathom curve, or the next year the curves mean nothing. It's just every year is different. That's one of the greatest things about it.
Yes. There's so much money and moving parts and everything involved when that purse seine bluefin pen operation starts, you know, the season starts. But it seems like it's earlier and earlier, you know, the beginning of the year, which I would guess is usually doesn't afford you picture perfect days all that time when you're fishing in January and February and those times. Like, are there days where you just say, hey, it's just not worth us being in the air, it's too overcast, or is it because there's so much money on the line you fly no matter what?
Well, unless it's foggy.
Okay.
I mean, otherwise, I don't care or never cared whether it was windy, calm. But if it's foggy, of course, you can't see anything.
Right.
You can't go. But as long as you've got a 300-foot ceiling,
you can do it.
Yeah, we try to catch them.
What do you say to the anglers that talk behind the scenes and talk about that the purse seine boats are catching all the bluefin?
Pete, I had to laugh so hard. The beginning of this season, you should have seen Facebook and the guys going, oh, the purse seiners are wiping them all out. Oh, my God, I was down there and they made a set and they were it was going on and on and on. And we don't see any fish up here. The guys are really wiping them out. And I just say, hey, guys, there's more fish here than you've ever seen before. Relax. And then they kept going on and on. We don't see them up here. I said, well, maybe. And we're talking January. I said, well, maybe you should wait until the water conditions get right. Then finally everything turned. And now, you know what? And I haven't heard one guy crying since.
Yeah. They came back up.
And the thing is you guys have quotas.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no.
And a lot of the last couple of years, you've met your quotas like in the spring, right,
mm-hmm.
Adrian?
Mm, yeah, and we have a quota for, we have just two companies in Ensenada.
And just two companies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, sport fishermen, I want you to remember this. The reason you have such a great bluefin fishery is because of the companies that Adrian is working for, because they were the ones that pushed the quota.
Right.
And they got all the cannery boats knocked out.
Yes.
So they could only fish bluefin for value-added fish. In other words, fresh fish.
Or live fish.
Live fish. So that's when the bluefin fishery exploded, and that's because Adrian's companies.
Yeah, and they stopped that cannery fish, which was going to cat food and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, I wouldn't say it was going to cat food, but, yeah, it was going in the cans.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's why as soon as they quit that cannery fishery, and that's when our bluefin started growing.
Quality.
Yeah, that's when they start growing. Because before, you get the fleet going there, and 1,000 tons of fish showed up, The next day, 1,000 tons of fish were gone.
And now the fishery is as healthy as it's ever
been. Oh, I've never seen it like this in my life. And I've been fishing since 70.
I always had so much fun in the days when you guys would finish the quota and you would make the runs for sack and you would call the radio show. You could hear it in your voice. You know, there's no faking or no mistaking. Like the times when that fish was up so far and you. I mean, you could hear it. You could hear the excitement. You're like, oh. It's the most I've ever seen, ever. I flew over a spot that was a mile long, or all these stories. Like, there's no faking the realness of what you were doing. Those were such fun times.
The last day we fished in, I think it was probably maybe 22. The last day we fished and filled our quota, I saw 10,000 tons of fish swimming that day. And we were done.
Great.
Wow. Oh, the fishery is phenomenal. It's as strong as it can be.
That's well, awesome. Let's sneak in another phone call, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John, and John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So I heard the prize today is the winner of the coin flip gets to fly with one of you guys.
But I don't even like to fly with me.
I flew with them. It was really cool.
So have you guys ever had emergencies where somebody at sea that either you saw or you heard on the radio and you guys were able to fly cover and help that way?
I've had a couple of guys that were broke down, and I went out and I found them and then got another boat to them. To help out the tutor. And then Adrian and myself, we were 90 miles offshore. Adrian and I were in the same airplane, and I had engine trouble. We had engine trouble. I think it was because of Adrian. But but anyway, the other airplane, the other spotters followed us in, and we were able to get back to the island. We kept our feet dry.
That must have been a little scary, 90 miles offshore.
It was. I'll tell you what, you paid attention.
Yeah. When you have engine trouble, what is it like? It's going on and off.
Well, no. What I had was a stuck valve. And then, as soon as it stuck, and I couldn't, you know, every now and then you'd get that, and you could usually get it to break free. Well, that day, we couldn't get it to break free. So I called the boats. I says, we're turning around. We're going home. And we got to get this squared away. And I get about 10 miles away from the boats going back towards Cedrus. And all of a sudden, the oil light started flashing.
Oh, my God.
I says, Adrian, this is not looking good. I think we're going to get wet today. Anyway, it went on. And then pretty soon, the oil pressure was zero. I mean, and we literally landed. If the airport would have been a quarter mile further, we wouldn't have made it.
You wouldn't have.
No, when I turned and leveled out, the wheels touched ground. That's how lucky we were.
Wow.
And I never pulled the power off. I had full rack the whole way.
Wow.
And it's not that we were lucky. It's that Adrian was lucky. I just happened to be riding along with him.
What about you, Carl?
I've had mainly misfires and stuff like that. You get a little nervous and the gauges will read funny or whatever, and you just go home. And as far as, I don't know.
But now have you helped and aided in rescues? And
well,
stuff?
When I first started sword fishing, there was one guy. They were flying for this boat called the Orca or whatever, and the pilots, everybody was kind of. This was one of the first few years, so a lot of guys were just building time. They were just pilots and they had friends in their plane. They just go out and do that. And the guy's like, I'm going in. And he called the airport, and they didn't. The guys in the boat didn't understand what he said going in. He went in the water. So they were like, well, did he say he was going in? Well, we can't get him on the radio anymore, you know. And so they called the airport. He didn't check in, and they're driving around. You know, they don't know where he's at. And it's the funniest deal. We had like four or five fish spotters all looking for these guys in the water. Coast Guard was on their way out with a helicopter. And who finds them? The guys on the boat. The guys are swimming.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and the guys on the boat are like, we see him here. We got him. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
There's five airplanes looking around.
And he was
around.
Fine.
Wow. Well, yeah, two guys were fine. Well, one guy had a cut on his head or whatever, but they both got out, you know. And it was like, What do you mean you were going? They just said we're going in. You know,
like in the situation where you guys were in, where you were miles from any Coast Guard or anything like that. If you would have went in, what would happen?
Well, who knows?
What I just told you.
You know, we were headed in.
I mean, do you have a raft in there?
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
Survival suit.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Survival suit. Yeah. I wouldn't fly across the lake without a raft.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that good a swimmer.
Suit. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, when we were heading back in, one of the other pilots says, "There's a freighter. Land by that freighter." And I thought, "Are you nuts? The prop's still turning, and you want me to land in the water? No way." And we kept going towards the island.
Yeah.
Luckily, we made it. But wow.
One thing he's telling me, we used to talk about fishing or whatever, we're out doing whatever, and he says, "What's the difference whether you're a mile offshore or 200 miles offshore?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. If you're in, you're in.
You're going swimming."
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on, and we got another hour for you coming your way on Facebook and YouTube Live, as well as that Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to say goodbye to our friends on the fan. Another full hour coming your way. You stay tuned. More great stories on that Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live.
Into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8th, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36-month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC to DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.